Good morning. The raw, damp, and chilly weather pattern we've been in for a good chunk of the holiday weekend so far will finally ease up a bit. Still, in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, we have a trough of low pressure and a cool pool of air, creating enough instability to generate cloud cover and some leftover showers this morning, especially into New England. The remainder of the region will see the chance of showers and plenty of clouds, but gradually we'll have some breaks in the clouds and a return to more in the way of sunshine, especially as we get deeper into the afternoon. While temperatures will remain below average for the day here on Memorial Day, it'll be a step up from what we had seen both on Saturday and Sunday, and most places should reach into the lower to mid-60s on average for daytime highs. As the trough continues to lift away tonight, skies will become partly cloudy, and it will be chilly with lows back into the lower to mid-40s. The drier trend will continue into the day on Tuesday, with more in the way of sunshine. Still, some clouds will be mixed in, and high readings will be back towards seasonal averages and mainly in the middle 70s. Another trough of low pressure will dig in through the Midwest and Great Lakes as we head toward the middle of the week. Still, we'll have partly sunny skies on Wednesday with the risk of a few scattered showers or possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s. As the trough swings through the region on Thursday, a better chance of showers and storms with highs in the mid-70s and still the risk of a shower or storm on Friday, but mainly dry and partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. As we head into next weekend, it looks like this trough will lift out and we will start a drying trend and a big warm-up with a good amount of sunshine back into the lower to mid-80s on Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, well above normal temperatures across the West are expected to increase further today with triple-digit record-breaking highs forecast for portions of the central valleys of California. The heat will build farther north into the Pacific Northwest tomorrow and then into the Intermountain West and Northern Rockies on Wednesday. On Wednesday, record-breaking temperatures are expected from Central California to Western Montana. Excessive heat warnings are in effect for Monday and Tuesday for the central valleys of California, while heat advisories are in place for a large portion of Northern California into southwestern Oregon. An excessive heat watch for Wednesday is now in effect for Death Valley National Park and for portions of southern Nevada. Farther east, more stormy weather is expected for the central and southern plains today. However, the threat for severe thunderstorms is forecast to be more confined to parts of southwestern Texas and southeastern New Mexico. Heavy rainfall leading to localized flooding is expected to be a bigger concern farther to the north across portions of northwestern Texas and western Oklahoma. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 22 at Stanley, Idaho, and White Sulphur Springs, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a chance of showers near 70, in Boston cloudy with a chance of showers in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs near 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany today 48 degrees, the low 42, the average temperature 45, that's 19 degrees below normal. 46 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 2.87 inches now for the month, which is 42 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal, and 12.21 inches now for the season, which is 2.16 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low 53. The record high 92 set in 1895, 1937, and 2013, and the record low 34 in 1947 and in 1961. Sunrise this morning, 5:20 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:26 p.m., 15 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with a chance of showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers today and highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid-70s. Partly sunny on Wednesday with a scattered shower or storm, upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms likely on Thursday in the mid-70s. Partly sunny, still the risk of a shower or storm Friday in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-80s on Saturday, and mostly sunny and highs in the mid-80s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.